13. And now we come to a rundown of the sport. It's just football and cricket this week. And we'll start with the football. Spurs' slow start to the season continues. Newton Abbott Spurs' slow start to the new South West Peninsula League season continues on Saturday, August the 22nd. They are now winless in four league outings, with their latest struggle occurring away at Bishop's Lydiard. Whilst it is obviously a clean slate for the campaign ahead, Spurs have played two of 25-26 bottom four and have taken just 1 point from those games. Matt Hayden and Sam Briscoe's side kick-started the year with a 2-2 draw away at Axminster Town, and they were then beaten by Bishop's Lydiard on the weekend. September will then present a real opportunity for Spurs to build up a head of steam with five games, all of which are rescheduled to take place at the Rec. Bridport FC on Saturday the 5th, Cullumpton Rangers Saturday the 19th, Middlesoy Rovers Saturday the 26th are their league opponents, while they meet Sticker in the FA Vale Saturday the 12th and Holsworthy in the St Luke's Challenge Cup Tuesday the 22nd. Meanwhile, South Devon rivals Tynmouth AFC face Stoke Gabriel at Broadley Lane on Tuesday evening before welcoming Middlesoy to Coombe Valley on Saturday. Bobby Tracy experienced the highs and lows. Bobby Tracy AFC faced a pair of home fixtures in the week beginning Monday, August the 17th. First, to visit the Moorlanders at the Western Counties Roofing Ground were Brixham AFC for a Devon derby on the Tuesday evening. The two sides were two levels apart last season, but with Bobby being promoted and Brixham dropping down, it was now time for their paths to cross. Saltash United were next visitors, making the trip on Saturday the 22nd. It was the Cornish side who broke the deadlock. They doubled their lead just before half-time. In the words of Gehring, Bobby switched off twice and cost ourselves with a schoolboy defending. It doesn't get any easier for Bobby as they head to Torpoint Athletic on Saturday, August the 29th, while Buckland Athletic, who haven't played since they won away at Newquay AFC on the 15th, host Bridgewater United at the VX3 Stadium. 2 points dropped as Spurs face a stalemate. South West Peninsula League, Newton Abbott Spurs 0, Stoke Gabriel and Torbay Police 0. Newton Abbott Spurs' first visitors at the Rec for the 26-27 campaign were Stoke Gabriel and Torbay Police, with plenty of chances for the headlines to right themselves on Tuesday, August the 18th. For Hayden, the stalemate was a case of 2 points dropped without a doubt rather than one gained. Spurs then visited Bishop's Lydiard on the weekend and Exeter Uni on Tuesday, August the 25th. And now we're going to have a look at cricket. Unbeaten Ipplepen clinch Sea West crown. Unbeaten Ipplepen clinch the Sea West title without losing a game by imposing a 3-wicket defeat on Kingsbridge. Meanwhile, Ipplepen's second 11 lived to fight on in the D Division West despite a 10-run defeat in the basement battle with Tavistock second 11. Elsewhere, Ashburton, who have already been relegated from the B Division, went down to a 5-wicket defeat at Plimstock in the penultimate game of Lloyd White's time as captain. Plimstock were tasked with knocking off 170 to win against Ashburton, which they did with exactly 16 overs to spare. Chudley managed to edge out Abbots Kurzweil in dying embers. Cricket, Sea West. Chudley defeated Abbots Kurzweil by 2 wickets with just 3 balls remaining in their Sea West derby duel at Kate Brook. South Devon won for the first time this season when they defeated Paignton second 11 by 4 wickets. Bobby Tracy skipper Seb Ashley slammed an unbeaten century to turn a likely loss against Premier bound North Devon into a 1-wicket defeat. And B Division, Bobby Tracy's second 11 slender chances of avoiding relegation from the B Division finally ended when they lost a 1-wicket nail-biter at Braunton. And finally, C East, Tynmouth and Sheldon are on course for a third-place finish in the C Division East after edging up Upottery by 10 runs. And that concludes the sport for this week.